Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, just when you think the city of Rock Hill couldn't give you anything more to do, we've got something that, I tell you, will get your brain going and keep your brain going. They've been doing it for years, and it's called Rock Hill's Lifelong Learning Program. And we have Krista Hayes today, who's the coordinator for it, and Bill Rogers, who's the advisory committee chair. And I tell you, this is really quite something. Anybody can go to this thing. You don't have to be a retiree, do you?
No, not at all. As long as your schedule allows.
You just had a little bit of time and you're ready to go. So, Krista, tell us a little bit about you.
Will do. Well, thanks, first of all, for having us here today, Manning. And I am Krista Hayes, Program Coordinator. Lifelong Learning is with the City of Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. And this August marks 3 years, actually almost to the day, that I've been in this position. I was a teacher for 13 years, took some time off when my children were born, and then when this opportunity came along, it was the right fit.
Bingo. Okay, so you want to introduce this guy over here?
Of course. This is Bill Rogers. As you said, he is the advisory chairperson for our committee, but he also has a long resume of his own, including being a retired professor from Winthrop. He teaches courses for lifelong learning. He participates in others. And Bill? Yeah. You can share more about yourself.
I was a professor at Winthrop for 31 years in the biology department.
Biology?
Yeah.
And one of the worst subjects I ever had. I could never do anything with it.
You just didn't have the right professor.
That's exactly right.
But prior to that, I've been doing teaching since I was 15, really, on little gigs with my siblings' schools and things like that. And I just love being in the classroom. I absolutely love it. And this program gave me the chance to do that without all the pressures that come from a full academic position. So really enjoyed it.
So you taught for how many years?
At Winthrop?
Yeah.
31 years.
31 years at Winthrop.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
So you didn't want to go to convocation today?
No. Done that.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, many times. But.
So, Krista, the purpose of lifelong learning, I mean, the title kind of says what it is, right?
It is, but just to keep senior adults essentially, but we advertise anyone 50 and over, but those who just want to keep their minds active, research will show you that the more you are using your mind and staying engaged with others and with whether it's academic content or hobby content or just learning for fun, whatever it may be, that's just going to help your mental health and help your longevity. And so we are approaching 5 years, which I can talk about more in a little bit. But essentially, the short background is that there were a group of citizens several years ago who wanted to bring this program to Rock Hill. And the mayor got word of it and said, well, then the city will do it. And since then, we've just been growing and thriving and providing these opportunities. And Bill's been involved longer than I have, so he probably has even
not
more
that
history
much
there.
Longer, really, but I've known the about it a little longer, but I only started teaching it once Krista was here on the job.
So we've grown from just a handful of people to a whole bunch of people?
Oh, yes. Each semester we have, it grows with each semester. This most recent one we had nearly 500 participants.
500?
Who were filling about 1,500 seats. So the average learner will take about 3 classes, but then there are also some who just drop in for one. There are some who stay and sign up for 8 to 10 different courses. So it just depends on what suits their schedules and what they're interested in learning about.
So how often are the courses offered?
So we offer a spring and a fall semester, and in fact, our fall semester kicks off on Tuesday, September 3rd, and within those semesters, we have Well, we've expanded this fall to 12 weeks of learning opportunities. And so, in fact, for anyone who is listening and wants to learn more, tomorrow we are having our fall open house at Northside Recreation Center from 1 to 3 p.m. It is a drop-in event where you can come and meet the facilitators, the instructors who are offering courses this fall, ask questions, get help setting up your registration account, verify information on your account, eat some ice cream, see friends, have fun, hang out. And then on Thursday at 9 a.m., our registration window opens.
Woo, jeez. So this is just a meet and greet type of thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Think expo, just a chance to, as you said, meet the instructors, ask any questions, just get familiar with the program, anything like that.
So the registration, you have to go to Northside again, or is it online?
The registration is available online. However, we do also offer in-person registration at Northside Recreation Center at 9 a.m. on Thursday, August 22nd.
Are there limitations on how many can go to each of these classes?
Yes, which is often dictated by either the classroom size, the space that we have available, or the instructor preferences. Some people just, if it's a hands-on class especially, such as our art classes, can only handle maybe 6 to 12 or 16 people. Others just like the more intimate feel of teaching 20 to 25 within their class. Bill's class, for example, Your Basic Bird, which he has taught many times, always has a wait list because he is highly popular and he does such a fantastic job teaching. But he also likes to keep it at a level that allows him to interact with all the students that are there involved.
Interesting.
Yes.
So this you're doing 12 weeks for this first semester?
Yes.
All right. And then the second semester will be how many?
We're always kind of learning through each semester, ideally 12. We're looking at options for maybe even expanding that to keep people engaged throughout the year. But ideally, the spring and fall semesters have been our peak programming time.
So what is it going to cost me to go to this?
Well, if you just do a one-time class, probably $5. If it's a four-week class, $20. Essentially, it's $5 per class, unless it's a course that has a materials fee, such as some of the art classes or wood carving, or if it's a tour and the facility or the business charges a fee, we pass that on to the registrants.
Shoo-wee. 500 people. My gosh.
I know.
That's huge.
I know.
It's and your
good.
Age span for the 500 is from, what's the youngest that you know of or can remember?
The youngest, I think we have had some who are right at 50, but really our window's probably more 65 to 80 is probably the true heart of the program. Yeah, the bulk of it.
That's great. So what size class do you like, Bill?
Well, it depends on the topic. But as Krista said, when it's a classroom class, 20, and sometimes we'll let a few more in if they've been on the wait list before or something like that. One time I taught a class that went to the field. And so you had a bunch of people. We would go out looking for birds. And you can't do that with a lot of people.
Right.
So I think we limited it to about 10 or 12 people, okay. Just so that everybody would be together and wouldn't be at the back of a line and not hear what was going on or see what we discovered out there. So
you teach classes in what? Birds, obviously.
Well, right now all I've done so far is birds.
Birds.
So various aspects of it. Birds in the spring. You know, what birds are going to be coming in the spring is a class I've taught a couple times. Your Basic Birds, the one that I've taught all along, it's just on taking people who are interested in birds, but as happens with any subject, people coming into it from the outside don't always acquire a structure that helps them, like a scaffolding that they can then hang the information on. And I try to provide that scaffolding so that when they're sitting there watching their birds at the bird feeder or going out in the field looking at the birds, they understand a little more about what they're seeing. It's not just what bird is that. It's, well, why are they doing that? How are they doing that? When would I see that again? Or that sort of thing.
And I bet you also could give them some tips on what they could put up to attract those birds to their backyard.
Both put up to attract and put up to protect.
Ah.
Because you put up a bird feeder, you're also putting together what might be a cafeteria for some of the other birds. You know, there are certain species of hawks and stuff that specialize on feeding on birds. You just have to accept that. You can't. At least my argument is, look, that's part of the great circle of life, and you don't have warthogs and other things singing the songs about it. You just have to put up with it. And I know it's upsetting to a lot of people, but the hawks have to live too. And I try to encourage people to think more broadly, and including conservation issues too.
So during this 12 weeks, you're doing like one class per week, or are you doing two classes, or what?
So it's a variety of opportunities. We offer multi-week courses, which are typically 4 weeks long. Occasionally, we have some that may meet twice a week for 6 weeks, or excuse me, twice a week for 3 weeks, and then so that's six classes. But if it's just otherwise, one time a week for 4 weeks is usually the sweet spot that we've found. We also offer many one-time art classes, one-time coffee and conversations. The tours are just one-time workshops. We have just found for people in this age group have so many exciting things going on in their lives, and that sometimes to commit to 4 weeks of a course could be very challenging. And so offering the one-time classes just allow people to pop in when they can to grab a tidbit of information here or there and then move on and come back.
So when you mentioned tours,
yes.
Do you go out and tour a business or tour a museum or what?
All the above. You know, there are a lot of people involved in our program who are new to Rock Hill or newer to Rock Hill or to York County. And so some of the things, in fact, that I often know that children in the school systems are going on for field trips, places they're going to, I'll learn about that and say, oh, well, we can do that because some of these people don't know about it. And it's a chance to go and learn more about, for example, we did the Carroll School a couple of years ago. And, you know, I know that some of the Rock Hill fifth graders do, but for many people, either they weren't here in fifth grade or, let's be honest, forgot what they learned in fifth grade. And
right.
So it's a chance to go see. But then also I've just met people along the way and they want to show us what they're doing. And the Tatanka Bison Ranch with Fred Ilsa, the owner out there, is an amazing tour. That the first time we offered it, I tell the story over and over again, I thought maybe we would get 10 people who signed up and the max was 20. We had 20 plus 40 on the wait list, and we've been offering two or three tours out there every semester because Fred and his wife Dana are amazing, and just getting to learn about the bison and what they're doing on the ranch is incredible. So that's a tour that we continue to offer. I met a gentleman, Neil Barber, who is with Heidelberg Materials out at the Lowry's Quarry, and he wanted to offer us a tour, so we're doing that this fall. So just things that you never know what it's going to be, if it's going to appeal to the learners or not, but we just pitch it out there, and usually people just enjoy the opportunity to be out. And as we said, the programs are very affordable, and sometimes we provide the transportation, and it's just a great mix for everybody.
So you try to keep the tours fairly local. You don't go down to Columbia to see the State Museum.
We went to Orangeburg back in January, did our winter, short little winter series that we did. We visited the Cecil Williams Museum there. But typically during the semester, because there are so many things going on, I hesitate in saying what I'm about to say because I know it's highly popular coming up, but we'll do a day trip to Hendersonville and Flat Rock.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, the phone calls have already been going for that one. We provide use the PRT buses, provide the transportation. It's a very low cost. People enjoy getting to travel with their peers, make new friends, go with previous friends, you know, whatever it may be. So a little bit of everything.
And I'd like to say that in addition to being somebody who's presented classes there, I'm a consumer of the product too. I've taken several classes, line dancing, watercolors, some landscaping things, perhaps a few other things. A tour with last spring, and I've been very impressed with the people who've done these other courses. They're highly skilled and enthusiastic. Most important thing, they bring that love of what they know and what they want to share, and they really exude it. And so I really applaud the other presenters too.
That's great.
Well, and on that note, and they're volunteers, and that's what makes our program tick, really. Without our volunteer instructors, we couldn't do what we're doing. And so I am just forever grateful. And then when people introduce us to other people, you know, and it doesn't just have to be an academic course. In fact, some of ours that are more along the lines of a hobby or just a special interest are equally popular, if not more so. And so if there's someone who, you know, loves to, I don't know, talk about model trains or something, you know, there's a place for that. Or it really is just, if you have a passion and if you have an interest and there's something you want to share, we're your place.
You know, I'm thinking about business tours.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about Comporium and their museum down there. Have you ever
we
done anything?
We have done that. We You've have, yes. Yeah. See, we're all on the same page.
That really is quite something.
It was so nice.
To see how that company started.
Yes.
From literally nothing to what it is today.
Absolutely.
Amazing. All right. So the ideas for all these programs, you obviously get feedback from the participants, but you also have this advisory committee. which is, I don't know, bubbling with all different kinds of ideas for you to explore.
We do have ideas, but we also admire Krista's leadership. She is the best, I'll put it in quotes, boss I've ever had. And she's remarkable. She's so organized and brings such order to what could be a chaotic situation with such disparate clients, if you will, topics and things like that. But the advisory board is there to help give feedback and just provide our own experience. We have one woman on the board, Faith. She's been involved in a lifelong learning program in
Maryland,
yeah. And she was there for 20 years, and it was a huge program. I think 5,000 students or something like that. And so she's one of the great ones to restrain us and say, well, stop for a second and ask this question of yourself. And then we have these people come from the outside in from various backgrounds, engineers and things like that. So they're process oriented. So the committee brings these various skills and ideas and capacities together, and we simply take what some of the ideas that Krista has. We present some of her ideas, and we're all kept focused on the process of keeping the program moving forward, maximizing it for the greatest possible number of participants. And how can we keep the quality as high as we can? And Krista's just brilliant at that. She really is good at that.
Thank you.
Well.
And I don't get a kickback or anything.
Well. So how far in advance are you throwing out all these ideas and trying to
figure? A few months. I wish I could say more than that. But we'll have registration this week. Next week we'll start preparing for the classes, sending out the rosters to the instructors, really, you know, kicking off that fall semester, and then we'll pitch the new proposals for the spring semester. So as soon as one starts, the next one has to get going.
Okay, so the bottom line is this fall is done. Fall is put together.
Yes, correct.
We got what we got.
Yes.
The ideas will start percolating as soon as this gets underway.
Right. So if anyone's listening and they want to reach out to me, hey, I want to teach, please do, because we always are looking for new instructors. We have, like Bill, many faithful ones who come back every semester, but we also have many faithful learners who are checking off most of the boxes of, I've done that. I need to learn something new. And so we're always trying to bring in new people to the mix.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what's on tap for this fall as we continue our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find them and everything about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, we do this magic called Fresh Subs and Salads. We do it 6 days a week because I can't get the guy to do it 7 days a week. So 6 days a week it is, between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. The way we do this is in the white letters, and we're all going to chant it out together at the count of three, including you. Are you ready? At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop talking about Rock Hill's Lifelong Learning Program with the director, the coordinator, whatever the appropriate title is, Krista Hayes, and she's brought along with her Bill Rogers, who's the advisory committee chair. Very interesting program. That has morphed into 500 people last year. Lord knows how many you're going to have this year.
That's right.
You have any idea? I mean, is there a limit to this? I mean, could you get as big as Maryland and have 5,000 people?
we dream big, so.
I mean, why not? If people want to learn, we'll give it to them,
right?
We got a professor here. We got a university across the street. Why not?
Yes, make it happen.
So you said we've got some fifth anniversary activities coming up.
Yes. So we are approaching our fifth year of being lifelong learning at Rock Hill and with the City of Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. And so as we have had, as I was saying, just each semester growing and providing more opportunities. And so as an advisory committee, we have determined that we want to celebrate the accomplishments that we have had over the past 5 years, but not only just as a program, lifelong learning, but also just for the individuals, just what it means to grow intellectually, to grow socially, to grow emotionally. We want to celebrate that. We want to also give gratitude to the mayor and to the city for offering this program. We want to just send the message that Rock Hill is a thriving place to be, not because of all the other amazing things, but as people are thriving and growing intellectually also. And so on February 4th, 2025, we are going to celebrate 5 years at the Sports and Events Center. And there's going to be more information coming out about that throughout the fall, especially for our learners, but other media outlets as well. We just want to, again, celebrate all that learning means for people and the opportunities that exist, and to applaud the city for offering this.
Well, it's just another thing that they wrap under this umbrella called quality of life. You know, you got people who love sports. You got people who love to learn. That's why we have a university here, which offers all kinds of stuff to people. I mean, that's great. I think this thing's wonderful. So tell me, let's go through this. You have a very nice booklet this year. Look
Thank
at this.
You. It's also available online, cityofrockhill.com/lifelonglearning.
All right. So tell me, let's get into some of these courses. We got, you know, 5 or 6 minutes. Tell me what's hot.
Well, history is always hot, but fortunately we have individuals who enjoy teaching to a large audience, so that one usually gets filled up, but there's plenty of seats available. The past couple semesters we have offered a guide to estate planning, and so that has just been very useful to people. So you kind of get a mix of those courses that are fun and that you want to just learn because they're entertaining or it's just something you've always wondered about, but then you get those that are very practical, such as that. We also have a workshop coming that is on the introduction to balance therapy. Again, maybe not the most exciting topic, but one that is important for this age group, along with common mass market scams, how to make sure you're safe with all the stuff going on out there. But then also a hands-on workshop on understanding how to navigate medical portals, whether you're on your mobile device or on a desktop.
Just say a prayer before you start.
Right. So,
and get a kid to sit by you.
Always helpful.
Find an 8-year-old. Yeah.
Right. So, again, just a mix of fun learning as well as practical. Our art classes are always popular. We're doing decoupage this semester, along with creating jewelry, amongst many others that we are repeat offerings because those, again, super popular. We are excited with it being the presidential year and the presidential season to have Dr. Edward Lee coming to talk about great. The presidents.
So Eddie Lee.
Yes, that's a one-time conversation.
What's it called? Grading?
Grading the Presidents. So
I got to hear that one.
Please come. It is on Monday, September 9th, so that one will be happening. The mayor is always so gracious to come and share a community update, and that is always our largest attended presentation throughout every semester. We have a local gentleman who is into aviation, so he's teaching a class that's going to meet out at the Rock Hill Airport. That's just a one-time conversation as well. Again, as Bill mentioned, he's doing your basic bird again. We have a professor coming from USC Lancaster talking about a recent book he published on the coalescence of the Old South. We have a gentleman sharing, he's hoping to kind of kick off a series with it being a one-time talk this semester of how do things work, and he's focusing on the internet. He has a background in IT. And so, you know, it's just, again, a mix of people who are sharing their professional backgrounds, their personal passions, their hobbies, their experiences. We also have someone coming to talk about his time on Survivor. So we have that conversation called Surviving
Survivor.
You need
to make sure that you call Lucas McFadden.
I got that information today.
Because
I had notes to call
he is just disheartened. He's been trying for years and years and years
to get on
Survivor. Yes. Now you can talk to somebody.
That's right. Get the ins and outs. So, again, it's just people telling their stories. We have two people who did not travel together, but they're two individuals who have recently gone to Australia and New Zealand. And so they're just going to talk about that. So if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, I want to go, how do I, you know, what do I need to make sure I see? So
it's a big trip. That's a long trip.
Exactly. Some are super casual like that. Some are more formal. And, again, wherever you are, we hope to provide something that meets your interest.
You know, everybody has a story. Everybody has a story.
Yes.
I mean, we go through this restaurant, pull them and put them in front of a microphone. They're going to have an interesting story
that
somebody else could relate to.
Yes.
So the sky's the limit in terms of what's out there.
There was a class once on essentially telling your story. It was how to write a story, your story, or a short story based on your story. So we've even had those sorts of...
And feeding off of that this fall, a storytelling workshop. It's with Dr. Terry Norton, who's retired from Winthrop as well. And, you know, just talking about not necessarily your personal story, but just how to, I assume, to share, you know, in a good voice and a good setting and all that. I'll leave him to instruct on it. But
you know, another good class would be, and Winthrop would be a great place to put it on, would be to get one of their economists to come over here and try to tell you what really is going on with the economy. Because you hear all this different stuff, you know, oh, we're about to fall off the edge of the earth, and look at the stock market's going great, blah, 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 blah. And it's hard to make sense out of it unless you study this kind of stuff, right?
True.
Which the economists do. Or have somebody come do a seminar on the debt, the national debt. Is it really a problem we should be worried about, or should we just keep adding to it, you know?
Right.
Because all we're doing is adding to it, so must be a reason we can do it. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can do.
Well, and that's what's fun, too, is we have forms that are available online, and when people come in class, that they can pitch those ideas, and they can say, oh, you know, I want to learn about such and such, and so then I follow that up with, well, who do you know? and then we join forces and try to make it happen when we find that right instructor.
Well, when you've got a university sitting right here in your downtown,
you're so grateful.
They've got... I mean, the sky's the limit with what they have over there in terms of talent. They can talk about anything, really. All right, so to sign up for this thing again, how does this work?
So, again, come by tomorrow at Northside Recreation Center at the open house from 1 to 3, but then registration opens on Thursday, August 22nd at 9 a.m. online, cityofrockhill.com/lifelonglearning, or in person, again, at Northside, or you can call our phone lines. That will be the slowest way to connect, as we're going to be trying to get everybody registered in person and online, but that is an option as well. And the catalog to learn more about all the offerings, we have nearly 70 this fall. Just go to cityofrockhill.com/lifelonglearning and then select the catalog icon.
And remember, if you snooze, you lose.
Absolutely.
That's right. There's limitations on these classes. Well, Krista, thank you very much. Bill, pleasure to meet you. Thanks for all that you're doing to make this program the success it is. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Mille Lacs here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice. For conservative investors, you can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, the gang is all here. We got the good doctor and Buster, along with the crowd around the table here. So we're going to remind you one more time, if you haven't been in this place, why you need to come in here to Substation 2. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads. We do it 6 days a week. And, yes, you can participate this time. At the count of three, let's tell everybody what the white letters say. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
That's the way it should be. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.